Beruchim Haboyim, welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem together on Daf Vav Amid Aleph, three lines from the bottom from the two dots. The Gemara previously brought a braisa telling us about the Dalet Rishuyos B'Shabbos, four different domains: the Rishus HaYochid, the Rishus HaRabim, the Karmelis, and the Mokum Petur. Now our Gemara details these various Rishuyos. Says the Gemara, Omer Mar, Zuhi Rishus HaYochid. Quoting the Braisa, this is the Rishus HaYochid. Lemu'ute Mai, what does this come to exclude? After all, the beginning of the Braisa said, Ve'ezo Hi Rishus HaYochid. And then concludes, Ve'zu Hi Rishus HaYochid. What does this come to exclude? That this specifically is the Rishus HaYochid. Says the Gemara, Lemu'ute Hod Rabbi Yehuda. This comes to exclude that which Rabbi Yehuda said. The Tani, Yeser Al Kain, Omer of Yehuda. It's a Braisa, the Tanya that says that Rabbi Yehuda taught, moreover, the following: Misha Yeshloi Beis Botim B'Shnei Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. If a person has two houses on either side of the Rishus HaRabim, so there's a thoroughfare that is going across, and on either side he has a house that is exactly one opposite the other. Oise lechi mikan velechi mikan, oikore mikan vekore mikan. He can make a side post, a lechi, on the end, the corner of one house, and another side post at the corner of the opposite house. Or he can make a cross beam on one house and a crossbeam at the end of the other house. Venoise, venoise, and then he can walk in between, because now it becomes a Rishus HaYochid. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, each house which is now situated at either side of the Rishus HaRabim now has a wall on both sides. So there's two walls. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's sufficient to be considered to be a Rishus HaYochid. So even though there's a Rishus HaRabim in between, this area in between the houses enables a person to then walk and carry within that space, because it's considered to be a Rishus HaYochid lefi Rabbi Yehuda. Omru loy, the sages said, Ein ma'arvin Rishus HaRabim bekach. You cannot make an Eruv and a Rishus HaRabim in this way, and therefore you can't cut it off to be a Rishus HaYochid with merely two walls. So even though, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the two walls are sufficient midiraisa to make a Rishus HaYochid, and only there's a concern about midirabanan, that a person cannot walk in that area because it would be likened to making a mistake in the Rishus HaRabim, therefore you'd have to make a heker by either putting the side post, the lechi, or the crossbeam, the kara, on the ends of these houses. But that's only a heker, so that you don't have the problem of them thinking that this might be okay in the Rishus HaRabim. Al-Kopani and the Rabbanan do not agree with Rabbi Yehuda about this, and therefore our Braisa comes to exclude that opinion of Rabbi Yehuda by saying this is a Rishus HaYochid. Va'amai karule gemura. Why does the Braisa say this is a Rishus HaYochid gemura, a complete Rishus HaYochid? Mao the same, you might think to say, Ki pligi rabbona le de Rabbi Yehuda, de loy have Rishus HaYochid. Maybe the Rabbanan only argue on Rabbi Yehuda in saying that this is not a Rishus HaYochid. Hanimin letaltil, as in regards to then being matir to metaltil within the Rishus HaYochid. Aval lizroik moidu le kamash lemodile. But to throw, literally, that means to make it Osir, to be machmir, and go from one Rishus to another Rishus, from Rishus HaRabim into this area which is considered to be a Rishus HaYochid according to Rabbi Yehuda, then they would be moida, this would be Osir. Kamash Malan, no, they say that this indeed is not a Rishus HaYochid at all, and therefore it needs to be a complete four-walled enclosure to be a Rishus HaYochid Gemura. Omar Mar, quoting the Braisa, Zuhi Rishus HaRabim. This is the Rishus HaRabim. Lemu'utei Mai. Again, after the Braisa says that Ezehi Rishus HaRabim, and then tells us different examples of what it is, defining a Rishus HaRabim, and then concludes, HaReizu Rishus HaRabim, what's it coming to exclude? Lemute Mai. Says the Gemara, Lemute Idach de Rabbi Yehuda, to exclude the other statement of Rabbi Yehuda. This nan, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Im Haisa Derech Rishus HaRabim Mafsakton, Yisal Kenelit Stodim. Here we're talking about what's called Pase Yerios, which means like this, that they used to have their water source, of course, was the well, and the well, which is dug into the ground, has at least a depth of Asar Tfachim, and it has walls surrounding it, so it's considered to be a Rishus HaYochid. And outside of that is either a Rishus HaRabim or a Karmelis, whereby on Shabbos you would not be able to draw water from the well and take it from the Rishus HaYochid and then take it out into the Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, what would you do on Shabbos? So the Chachamim saw that the Olei Regalim who were traveling to Yerushalayim, they need a special dispensation. So the Chachamim enabled that the walls could be made in such a way in order to develop a Rishus HaYochid around the well. How to do that? They would make an L-shaped Amma al Amma on all four corners. Thereby, it would be considered to be a Rishus HaYochid inside. So if a person wants to then show it, if he wants to then draw out water from the well outside, it wouldn't be a problem because he'd be going from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid. And thereby, they would be able to drink water on their way to Yerushalayim on Shabbos. So over here, it says that if the public thoroughfare is going to be obstructed, in other words, they'll be going through this area, so then the people, they would have to walk aside. So again, seeing inside. Omar, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Haisa Derech Rishus HaRabim Mafsakton, if the way of the public thoroughfare where people are walking would then be interrupted, then Yisal Kenlit Stodin, then you'd have to then get them to go on the sides around. That's Rabbi Yehuda's ruling. V'chachomim Omerim Eino Tzorich. The Chachomim said, you don't have to then do that. They can go straight through. And therefore, over here, it comes out interesting that Rabbi Yehuda is being machmir, requiring that the people go around, whereas the Chachamim are saying they can go straight through and it doesn't obstruct the Rishus HaYochid. So why the difference? So the explanation is that previously, Rabbi Yehuda was machmir. He was talking about two houses that were opposite each other. Those are two solid walls. So therefore, then he wasn't worried about the Rishus HaRabim obstructing the Rishus HaYochid in between them. Whereas over here, since they're not wall structures, they're just partitions of an amma by an amma on all four corners. Therefore, the Rishus HaRabim would obstruct the Rishus HaYochid. They would have to therefore go around. Whereas the Chachamim, the opposite. Over there, in the case before, they said that two walls is not sufficient, and therefore the Rishus HaRabim does obstruct. It's not considered to be Rishus HaYochid, but it remains Rishus HaRabim. Whereas over here, although they're not complete walls, but they're an amma by amma on all four sides, making a halachic four amos, and therefore when people were to walk through, it doesn't obstruct. It doesn't then do away with the Rishus HaYochid. Ask the Gemara the following question. V'amai koru le gemura. So why over here does it take Rishus HaRabim gemura, a complete Rishus HaRabim, like it did before? Answer the Gemara, I did the Tana Reisha gemura, Tana Nami Sefer gemura. Right, there's no chiddush over here in regards to Rishus HaRabim, but since it taught earlier in the Braisa that the Rishus HaYochid has to be a complete Rishus HaYochid, that means that it's not sufficient with two walls. Therefore, it states over here in regards to Rishus HaRabim, also Rishus HaRabim Gemura, only Agav the Resha. Ask the Gemara, V'lachshov Nami Midbar, why don't we also include a Midbar in the Rishus, an example as a Rishus HaRabim? Deho Tanya, for we have a Brisa that says, Ezo hi Rishus HaRabim, Sratya, that is a public thoroughfare, uplatia gedoila, or the city's plaza, where you would have people gathering around and making a shuk, umavuah is habufulashin, or the road that goes from throughout the from one city from within the city itself, which has 16 amos wide, and therefore that's considered to be a rishus rabim. And the brisa lists vahamidbar and the desert. So why don't we list the midbar in this brisa as well? Omar Abaye lo kashyo kan bizman she Yisrael shruyim bemidbar kan bizman hazeh. The brisa that lists midbar as a rishus rabim is talking about the time that Klal Yisrael lived in the midbar during its sojourn during the 40 years. That made all of the midbarois to be considered to be a rishus rabim, even in places where the Klal Yisrael wasn't necessarily there. But a midbar now has a situation, the designation rather, as a rishus rabim. Nowadays, since people do not travel in the midbar, certainly not more than a few, then it's not considered to be a rishus rabim. Says the Gemara Amar Mar, Im hoitzi vihichnis b'shogei chayiv, chatos b'meizid anush koris v'niska. Quoting our braisa that says the punishment for somebody who is moitzi or machnis into one reshus hayochi to the reshus rabim or vice versa is going to be chayiv b'shogeg e chatos b'meizid koris, and with hasra will be v'skila. Ask the Gemara b'shogeg chayiv chatos pshita. That is straightforward, because we know that since somebody who is Mechal Shabbos, in this case making a Hatzah, b'meizid is Chayiv Kores, and the Shoigeg of Kores is a Chayiv Chiyuv Chatos. So it's Poshit. Why do we have to be told b'shogeg Chayiv Chatos? Says the Gemara, b'meizid anush Kores v'niskal istrichle. To teach you that a person is Chalila Mechal Shabbos b'meizid, with Hasra he gets Skila. And that's what we need to teach the Braisa for. Ask Gemara Hanami Pshita. This is all straightforward, because after all, the Torah tells us that the Mekoshesh, the one who gathered in wood on Shabbos, was warned, he was given Skila. Says the Gemara, Hoka Mashmalon Kidrav. This comes to teach us that which Rav taught us. The Omar Rav, Motzasi Megillas Storim, I found in the hidden scrolls that personal chidushim were written by Rabbi Chia, in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Chia. The Kasuban was written the following: Isi ben Yehuda Oimer, Avois Malachos Mem Choser Achas Ve'eno Chayiv Ella Achas. There are 39 malachos, and if a person does them all at once in one forgetful period, then he'll be chayiv once. Meaning to say that Rabbi Isi ben Yehuda understands that this is considered to be one great malacha prohibition against Shabbos. Even though he did different malachos, it's considered to be one Iser Shabbos, one prohibition, will be his chayiv only one chatos. Ask the Gemara, Ini, is this so? Vehatnan. If you're going to tell me that all 39 malachos are only really one chatos, it says in the Mishnah, Ovois malachos arboim choser achas. After it teaches all of the specific avos malachos, hacharesh v'hakoytzer, then at the end of the Mishnah it says there are 39 malachos. V'avinam bo, let us look into this. Minyan alamali, why does the Mishnah have to then count that there are 39 malachos? After it specifies each malacha, we'll know how many they are. Because if you do all of these malachos with one forgetful period, let's say a person didn't know that it was Shabbos, and then he did each and every one of these malachos under that one helem achas, he's going to be chayiv 39 different chatos. Rather, you have to say what Isi ben Yehuda really meant was that there's one of them that he's not going to be chayiv skila for if he does this malacha b'mezi. V'ho kamash malon, ho mehanech d'lo mesafkon. And this comes to teach us that this malacha of hoitzah is not one of those. It's not the one that a person will not be chayiv for. Says the Gemara, Omar Mar, Avayam ubiko v'istivonis v'hakarmelis einoin loikirishus harabi, ayochid v'loikirishus harabim. Quoting the Braisa that says that these certain rishuyos, either a yam, a sea, or a biko, or open fields, v'istivonis, or that which a person stands as a platform, as a storefront, v'hakarmelis, einon lo k'rishus ha'yochid v'lo k'rishus ha'rabim. They don't have the din not of a rishus ha'yochid or rishus ha'rabim midiraisa. It's a rabbinic rishus called the karmelis. Ubika ein lo ana lo k'rishus ha'yochid v'lo rishus ha'rabim. Ask the Gemara, but a bika that is listed over here in the Braisa is not neither a rishus ha'yochid nor a rishus ha'rabim. V'hotnan, behold, it says in the Mishnah explicitly, Habika b'yemos hachamo rishus ha'yochid, the Shabbos, rishus ha'rabim l'tumo. In the yemos hachamo, it has the designation as a rishus ha'yochid and Shabbos, and the designation for rishus ha'rabim for inyanei tumo. B'yemos ha'geshomim rishus ha'yochid l'kan u'l'kan. And during the days of geshomim, it has the din of rishus ha'yochid. So we see that a bika, in regards to Shabbos, is referred to as a Rishus HaYochid. Bain during the days of Geshamim, bain the days of the Chama. Omar Ula La'olam Karmelis Havya. Really, it's a Karmelis, says Ula. Why does it state over here in this Mishnah that it's referred to as Rishus HaYochid on Shabbos? V'amai kori lei Rishus HaYochid, lefi she'eina Rishus HaRabim. Only in contrast to say that it's not a Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, in respect to Rishus HaRabim, it's not. Therefore, it states it's Rishus HaYochid, but it's not Rishus HaYochid truly. Rav Ashi Omar, a different answer. Kigon, the Isla Mechitzois. Rav Ashi says, we're talking about a Bika that has Mechitzois, and therefore it is a Rishus HaYochid, as it states here in the Mishnah, Kipshutoi. V'chihod Omar Ula, Omar B'yoichanon. Just like Rav Ula said, name Rav Yoichanon. Karpaf. Yoiser mi beis sasayim, shelo hukaf ledira, vafilu kur, vafilu kurayim, hazorik letoicha chayiv. It says that a gated area that is greater than the size of a beis sasayim, but was not surrounded with the walls because of living purposes, even if it's a kur, even if it's kurayim, if a person were to then throw, meaning he would go from the outside, Rishus HaRabim, to the inside, he would be chayiv because this area is considered to be a Rishus HaYochid. My time, mechitza hi, it's mechitza, ela shemechuseres deyorin. It's a mechitza, and therefore has the din of Rishus HaYochid. But because it's mechuser deyorin, it's not made for people who dwell inside. So therefore, in this Rishus HaYochid, it's also usher to walk Dalet Amos inside this Rishus HaYochid. So Gemara says, Bishlama Rav Ashi Loi Omar Kedu'ula. Then it's very understood why Rav Ashi, who learned before that the Bika is surrounded by walls, is considered Rishus HaYochid. Why he doesn't learn like Ula, to explain the Mishnah over there, that was only talking about a Karmelis, but not a Rishus HaYochid. But according to Ula himself, Ela Ula, my time Ula, Omar Kishmaiti, why doesn't he learn like his own teachings that it would be considered to be a Rishus HaYochid if it's surrounded by walls? Omar Loch, Ula would say to you, Idi Isla Mechitzo is Bika Karila. If it had Mechitzo, would it be called a Bika? Karpaf, who? It would be called a Karpaf. A Bika implies an open area of fields without walls. Rav Ashi, Rishus HaYochid Kitani. And therefore Rav Ashi says, but however Rav Ashi argues and says, no, it's considered to be called a Rishus HaYochid, it's teaching. And therefore, indeed over here has walls.